What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And on today's episode, I will be talking about how unoriginal our problems and challenges are as professionals and people. Let's get into it. So, let me set the stage. I believe that we as people experience challenges in life, or when we experience anxieties in life, I believe all of these things are challenges that are exacerbated by two things. When we have problems, the first thing that exacerbates these problems is the feeling of isolation. When we experience loss, when we lose our job, when we feel deep anxiety, it's magnified by the fact that we feel alone in the journey of remedying our struggle. The second thing that I believe exacerbates challenges that we all experience in life personally or professionally is the unknown. When we face adversity for the first time, it's just that, it's a first. And we can do all the analysis that we want, but at the end of the day, we are making an educated guess of the way in which we decide to push forward and whether that way we push forward is the right way. And I experience this all the time as an entrepreneur and as a person. Whether for me, it's suffering from different manifestations of OCD to making decisions constantly in a business with imperfect information, it can be isolating and the uncertainty can be overwhelming. But at the end of the day, what we all need to realize is that every problem, every challenge, every emotion we experience, they are all wildly human and what I believe are wildly unoriginal. Yes. All of our circumstances are different and specific. They're unique in their own way. But I fundamentally believe that 90% of our experiences and our challenges that we experience throughout our life will almost always be shared by dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of others. And I experienced that firsthand today. So about a week ago, I was reached out to by a Founders Journal listener. He emailed me and he emailed me specifically about the episode that we did in the last few days on making mental adjustments as a founder, as a business evolves. And that episode, for those of you that didn't listen, basically talked about how my mindset as a founder and my role as a founder has to shift as the business evolves. And as we're post-acquisition and the team is getting larger, I have to think about my own thought process of approaching the business in the same way that when I went from executor in the first days of the business to being a manager, I had to shift what productivity meant in my mind because I went from being the person doing to being the person, you know, delegating and doing. And so this guy emailed me and he commented on the episode and wanted to see if I wanted to get on a call. And so I did some more digging and I ended up feeling incredibly humbled because he was an incredibly successful entrepreneur and he had reached out to me about the show. This guy, who I'm not going to name by name, had built his business in the world of food and beverage for 20 plus years, and he had sold his company for hundreds of millions of dollars in the last 5 years. And what I found as I walked him through my journey, my anxieties and my challenges around entrepreneurship, it was as if I was talking to a mind reader, whether it was challenges with new products we're building in the business, or anxieties post-acquisition, or growing the organization quickly and how to hire effectively, but at the pace we want to hire. Every question, every feeling, every challenge I had, he knew what I was going to say and he had an answer. It was like he would finish all of my sentences. And in that moment, what I realized was just how important it is to speak to people who have been through what you have been through or have unique insight into your specific experience. So I don't think it's any different actually from my therapist. And, you know, I've been pretty open in the past with Founders Journal about, you know, how I see a therapist and how it's immensely helpful for me. And while my therapist is a little bit different in the sense that, you know, like this entrepreneur that I was speaking with, my therapist hasn't necessarily experienced my exact experience. She has access to my experience. She's seen my experience dozens of times and she's worked through that experience dozens of times. So my therapist doesn't experience OCD like I do, but she's had hundreds of patients that suffer from OCD. She has hundreds of anonymous stories to make me feel settled in my lack of uniqueness in my struggles. And she has dozens of proven methods for enduring those anxieties. And so what I want all of my Founders Journal listeners to think about and understand is we're all going through shit. Life is a journey of enduring challenges and obstacles, personally and professionally. And what I think you can find comfort in is no matter how unique you believe you are in your challenges, I think you're wrong. What we each experience has been experienced before us, and it will be experienced after us. And I believe it is up to us as people to find those individuals that can help us see the light at the end of the tunnel, whether it's the entrepreneur who sold their business 5 years prior to you, so they've seen everything that you're going to see over the next 5 years, or your therapist who has seen hundreds of examples of the exact manifestation of OCD that you've experienced. Find those people who can help you see the light. So for any Founders Journal listeners who feel the comfort to kind of share their story or their challenges with me, or maybe share your perspective that you think I'm wrong and actually everyone's challenges are highly unique, which makes it so difficult, I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com to share your thoughts on this episode, or for that matter, any thoughts on the show at all. I want 2021 to be a big year for this show, and that means talking as much as possible with my listeners. Thank you everyone for joining the show, and I will catch you all next week for the next episode of Founders Journal. Have a great day and have a great weekend. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.